Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with Wildcat Extension Systems. Producers managing weaned cattle recognize the stress of the event and its components, shipping, commingling, new feeds, and so on, creating a perfect storm for loss of production and disease risk. Preconditioning programs reduce the number of stressful situations a calf has to deal with while moving through the phases of the industry. Designed by universities, pharmaceutical companies, marketing groups, or integrated production chain alliances, the overall target is the same: decrease the risk of disease. Yet specific requirements can vary widely, like the use or ban of specific products or ingredients. Castration and dehorning at the feedlot will decrease feed intake and increase the risk of disease. When these practices are completed earlier in life, the negative effects are reduced. Vaccination programs decrease the risk of viruses like bovine respiratory disease and are key components of preconditioning programs. Weaning on the ranch of origin for 30 to 45 days is a common component. Calves face relatively low levels of disease challenge because they're not trucked or commingled during the stressful period immediately following separation from the dams. A grain-based feed, delivered in a feed bunk, may also be part of the process, training cattle in the low-stress environment of the home ranch. Adequate nutrition after weaning is critical to allow the animal to overcome stress and disease challenges. Body condition scoring is commonly used to gauge previous management. Holding calves for 4 to 6 weeks hopefully results in cattle with good condition scores indicating good health. On the flip side, these fleshier calves may garner a price discount because buyers will be unable to capture compensatory gains. The goal is to find a balance between healthy calves and the potential for rapid, efficient weight gain. Adding practices such as dehorning and castration, vaccination, weaning, and starting on a grain-based diet are designed to reduce the risk of disease once an animal has left the ranch. But these activities will increase costs. In order to benefit, producers must increase their income received. Preconditioned calves routinely receive a higher price than similar calves. Cow-calf producers may face obstacles to implement these practices due to lack of facilities and labor or a reluctance to bear the health risks of post-weaned calves. Low-cost feedstuffs may not be available for a low cost of gain. To overcome these legitimate barriers, producers must be able to utilize cost-effective weaning, working, and feeding facilities, obtain feed at a competitive cost, grow the calves quickly to allow a low cost of gain, and sell at a rewarding price. Another supportive factor of these programs is the consumer focus on management gaining attention. To learn more about preconditioning livestock, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.